This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Expect busy roads all over Colorado this weekend. CDOT says the 4th of July holiday marks the starts of the peak of the summer tourism season. The 4th of July itself typically sees the lightest traffic of the entire holiday weekend, and that falls on Sunday this year. The final entries have been received in Colorado's $1 million vaccine drawings, and there is just one announcement left to go. But as CPR health reporter John Daly explains, the giveaway's impact on vaccination numbers is hard to measure.
Vaccination levels were high in April but slid in May. That's when Governor Jared Polis started $1 million drawings for the vaccinated for 5 weeks in a row. After the drawing started, vaccinations did go up 1 week but declined others. The governor says a comparison of states shows the drawings helped slow a drop in vaccinations.
There's a good correlation there. The states that had these contests in general have higher vaccination rates. They're in the top tier of states.
Experts say more studies comparing states that did or didn't try the approach will be needed to assess its effectiveness. Students 12 to 17 can still get a shot this weekend to be entered in the last drawing for a $50,000 scholarship. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A flash flood watch has been issued for Glenwood Canyon until 6 tonight. The National Weather Service has forecast heavy rain for the burn scar left from last year's Grizzly Creek fire in western Colorado. That could lead to more mud and debris slides and more closures of Interstate 70. Denver's at 83 degrees. You're listening to CPR News.